Workday Hits on Power.
A band that you may or may not know called Kingswood are playing at Volta tomorrow night. And, I mean, they have done everything. They've played festivals. They've travelled all over the world playing music. And I've got Fergie on the phone right now. They've just kicked off their tour. You've done one show already in Geelong. How did that go?
Last night was excellent. It was the first show of the tour, so we were... I'm playing the guitar this tour, so I was a little bit nervous as to whether I was going to remember all my parts, but it all went really well. We had a ball.
So you're in Melbourne tonight at the Corner Hotel. I've been to a couple of gigs at the Corner Hotel. Have you played at the Corner Hotel before?
Yeah, we've played there heaps of times. We absolutely love it.
Yeah, it's a good venue, isn't it?
Favorite venues. It's just got that big pole in the middle, which is so funny.
Yeah, that's right, it does. You've also, you're here in Ballarat on Saturday night at Volta. You're playing there. Like we said, you played at the Corner Hotel, which is kind of a smaller room, and you've also played at, you know, bigger festivals as well.
Yeah, we've ticked most of them off the list. We played the Last Big Day Out and Splendors a bunch of times and Rooms and all that. But we played at Corova Lounge heaps of times, which is now Volta.
Yeah.
Very excited to get into that room and see what they've done with it. Our bass player's from Ballarat. Another guy that plays with us, Michael Belsar's from Ballarat. We I've got family there, so I'm going to go down and stay the night with my cousins, and we're very excited to get to the little club shows as well as the bigger rooms.
Yeah, do you have I'm not asking you to choose whether you would rather play at Splendor in the Grass or in a smaller room, but what are the things you like about each of the venues, whether it be playing at a festival or a smaller room?
It's a really good question, and I think it's very hard to say which one's better.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, do you prefer, curry or pasta?
Yeah.
It depends.
They're both good.
They're both good. at a festival, when the volume of people singing your songs back to you is it can be quite overwhelming. When there's a few thousand people there singing back, it can really make you feel incredible. And there's that, but you do lose a little bit of intimacy. There's no, like playing a club, we call it a club show. You can literally talk to everyone there.
Yeah, yeah.
When someone shouts something out, you can hear them. You can have a chat, and it's more like a little party with friends rather than performing to a whole bunch of people. So, and especially with our fans, we're very close with our fans. I mean, most of them, the regulars, and it's like a little family party, so it's good.
For people who may not know you guys or your style or your sound, how do you best describe your sound or your style?
I think the first record, the best way to sum this up maybe, is our first record was quite sort of Queens of the Stone Age-y.
Yeah.
And then the second record was like a bit more wild and experimental. It was like one of those later, like the White Album or one of those later Beatles records.
Yeah.
It had like country music on it and it had big riffs as well. And then it had sort of soul and all this kind of thing. This new album is kind of a blend of the both. We're much better songwriters now. So I don't know. We're a rock and roll band. We have elements of all sort of kinds of music. There's big, heavy guitars more on this record, but there's also synths and there's harmonies. We love our harmonies. We have two singers, so most of the songs are kind of duet-y. I'm running around like an idiot on stage. I'm singing, I'm playing guitar, I'm playing keyboards. It's a lot of fun.
Sounds like a lot of fun. Now, you've obviously had, you're growing in popularity and success here in Australia, but you've also toured abroad with a few big acts, AC/DC and Aerosmith. That must have been pretty crazy.
Mate, it's absolutely crazy. And we're hoping to get back to Europe later in the year and even other parts of the world, touch wood. So, we absolutely love it over there. Germany, the Germans have seemed to take to us quite well. They love that. They love Aussie rock and roll bands, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's right. Well, maybe because, I know German rock can get pretty heavy, but Aussie rock is its own thing, I reckon.
It is. It's maybe it's more dancey, it's more, you know, get your feet moving. It's maybe less headbanging and I don't know. I mean, every band's different, but there's certainly a flavour that Aussie rock and roll bands share. And, you know, storytelling, I think, is a part of it too. I think that's, you know, a little bit of an Australianism with songwriting is where it's always sort of trying to put the listener in a place and tell them a story.
Yeah, awesome. So you've kicked off your Australian tour yesterday, last night in Geelong, and you're coming to Ballarat tomorrow night. What time does the show kick off tomorrow?
Great question. I could look it up, but I reckon we're probably on at sort of 10-ish.
Radio. So be there nice and early.
I would highly suggest you get down to see the first band, Gangs, who are from Ballarat.
Yes. Yes.
So everyone get down very early and support your local band. They're a bunch of legends. And then Sam Sarah is also playing. She's absolutely fantastic. So, make sure you get down early and enjoy the fun. You know, we're not fans of people who rock up just before we play. You know, we want everyone to get down and enjoy the night.
Yeah, definitely. You can grab tickets at www.livenation.com.au. Do you reckon there'll be tickets at the door?
Oh, it might be tight. There could be, but I think the last time I checked, it's almost a sellout. So I'd snap them up as soon as possible. And if you push your luck, you might miss out.
Yeah. One last question before I let you go, because I know you guys are your show last night, you know, really took it out of you. So you got to have a nap before your Melbourne show. On March 19th, on Thursday, you're playing at the Uni Bar at the University of Wollongong. I used to go to uni. And, I mean, I went to university, and we had a uni bar there that we'd get bands to. And I know that when a band came, I didn't even have to know who the band was, and it was such a highlight. I got so excited to have a band come from outside university and come and play. Do you like the uni gigs?
We love those shows. Everyone sort of just, like, you know, migrates down to the stage. And as you say, like, they don't have to be fans. It's like a big community event. Everyone just
yeah.
around it. So we absolutely love that, and we also, you know, encourage, it's very welcoming to the people that aren't from the uni. I think sometimes people get turned off, like, I don't want to go to the uni to see a band.
Yeah.
If they're not going to the uni, but some of them are great venues, and we love that one, so, yeah, we make that out for Canberra show. Oh, sorry, Wollongong.
Yeah, yeah, awesome. Well, thank you for having a chat with us, and good luck tonight, and good luck on Saturday here in Volta in Ballarat.
I can't wait to get there and see you down the street. Workday Hits on Power.